The first time I met you, you told us another visa story. This time about, was it Argentina? You couldn't get a one South American.
Oh, yeah, I bought a dodgy visa for Brazil. Yeah, because Joan Baez had arrived the day before and mouthed off about the Brazilian regime. And so they decided not to give anybody visas anymore. So the promoter down there, he said, it's no problem. He said, it's not the problem. You go to Paraguay. He said, get one there.
Paraguay.
I've just gone back from Paraguay yesterday. That's another hilarious story.
Sadly, David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust is waiting in the wings.
I'll be as brief as I can. Anyway, I landed. They sent me off to Paraguay. I had to go and see the Brazilian, or part of the Brazilian consulate, or well, I thought it was anyway, but it was above this little shop in Ascension. And I went up there, and there's this little window that's shut where I'm taking all these guys. And I've got this envelope, which I've got to give $500 over, you know, to buy this, like, iffy visa. So I bang on the old thing, this woman, and she said, yeah. And I said, I've come to get a visa organiser waiting there from Brazil. And he said, Herr Schmidt, honestly, the guy's name was Schmidt. Herr Schmidt
in Paraguay,
it was.
Come on.
Oh, they all are there. Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable.
What do you mean? Like white Mercedes and...
I'm afraid so.
Is it?
Oh, yes. It's no poodles. It's all Alsatians, boy. I tell you. So I go up there to Herr Schmidt, and she says, Herr Schmidt's gone fishing. I said, I've got a plan. I've got a show in Brasilia tomorrow night. She said, no, Herr Schmidt's gone fishing. And I said, oh, I've got to give you this envelope. And she went, Herr Schmidt's come back. So I had the passport, the thing shut, so in comes this passport back, and I've still got it at home. I wish I'd bring it, I didn't know you were going to ask me. And I got this visa, and all it all stamped with various sort of stamps and things on it. This is drawn in crayon. I mean, it didn't even look like it. I went, oh, so it's too late now. So I get back to Brasilia. I arrive at the airport. This is absolutely, I arrive at the airport, I'm going to get arrested here, because they all know I'm coming to do a show. So I arrive there, and the guy passes, he says, and what are you doing here? He said, you're doing a concert. I said, yeah. He said, did you get a visa a few weeks ago before the...
Another band? German in Brazil.
Oh, sorry, yeah. There are a few down there and all. Yeah. So he said, no, I've just got my visa. He said, where? I said, Paraguay. He went, ha, ha, ha. He called all his mates over. Well, he said, thank you, off you go.
You see, it's already apparent since you've been on like 10 minutes out and those stories, you've always been the best raconteur in rock music, which is not much of a statement because most of them are monosyllabic. But when you were in Yes, it was this majestic, deep, macrobiotic band that they were with these lyrics about, you know, who knew what, about Sanskrit books of the dead and stuff. Yeah. And I used to see your eyes closed in that big glitter cape, doing the Mellotron and everything else.
Yeah.
But does that mean your heart and mind were not entirely in the concept of topographic openings and stuff?
No, I must admit, Toby's graphic go-kart, as I used to love him.